time is now 11:03 in Smithfield, Rhode Island. You are in the kennel with Pat Puzo and the cat, Tristan Hobbs, here on November 8th. Crazy how we're just a few short days away from basketball season, Tristan.
Yeah, election day.
And election day, of course. New president to be elected later today. It's nuts. It's a wild day in America.
It is.
Not just on Bryant campus.
Could be history in the making today.
History in the making, absolutely. And history in the making for our show, as we're now joined to start things off by associate head coach of men's basketball team, Happy Dobbs. Hap, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Hello, fellas.
This is a big guest for us. This is a big get.
Really big get. Big show in general.
Yeah, we have a couple big guests coming today. A
couple big names. Hap, season starts in just a few short days. Crazy how it has fast approached. How's the preseason going?
Preseason's going well. You know, our goal has been to, number one, since we have such a young team, to make sure that that they take it one day at a time because we're so young. And that's been our number one priority, is to take it one day at a time. Number two is to stay away from injury. You know, we injuries can creep up at certain times, and hopefully if we can stay steady and stay away from injuries, that would be wonderful. And then we think we're off to a good start. You know, like you said, we begin our season coming up this Saturday and at Notre Dame. And, you know, for us as a team, especially I'm talking about other than the freshmen, our team is used to starting off playing against big teams. So none of our guys are in awe of playing teams like that. And we just hope that since it'll be the freshmen's very first game, real game, so to speak, that they're able to, you know, come out and handle the atmosphere a little bit, and hopefully by watching our older guys play, seeing how to keep their heads in the game and then go from there.
Hap, your team got a great opportunity this year to go to Italy. Yes. You got a chance to get the freshmen in, practice a little bit, go to Italy, play some games, team bonding. You play a heavy part of your schedule to start the season on the road. Mm-hmm. You're going to be together a lot. How important are those two things, both the trip to Italy and playing on the road heavily the first part of the year? The guys are going to be around each other a lot. They're going to gel, hopefully. They're going to become a team. How important is that for you?
Well, that's a great question, Tristan, because the Italy trip ties in both. In other words, it gives us an opportunity to bring in the young freshmen along with the veterans, and it was a 12-day trip altogether. And it allowed the players to bond as people and as players, and in an environment that's completely different than what they're used to. We had a chance to play professional teams over there, which that means the competition was going to be pretty stiff. And I thought that everyone handled it pretty well. You know, I thought we had an opportunity not only to play against terrific teams, but we also had the opportunity to see a great country and the environment that was over there. You know, we've kind of experienced a little bit of everything from, you know, a new environment to the first time some of the kids have even been to another country to once getting over there. Felt a little bit of an earthquake a little bit there and shook us up a little bit. And then after that, you know, we had a chance to see some amazing sights educationally over there. And then at the same time, bonding. You know, I thought that it gave everyone a chance to get a chance to know someone in a different light that they would have never seen each other in before. So that gave us the head start to come into this season right now. So that's why we feel a little bit better about what's going on now, because we kind of had a head start with the Italy trip, which has brought us to this point. And I think now we're just ready to play. You know, I think now it's time to get everyone's feet wet to get going.
Talked about a lot of the younger guys, a couple of the guards, specifically Akin Aduba and Adam Grant. Mm-hmm. From an athletic standpoint and an explosive standpoint, where does this team rank in your eyes and all your time here at Bryant?
Well, probably as a whole, this is probably the most athletic team as a whole. I think at the guard position, this is definitely our most athletic team at the guard position. At the forward position, We've always had Danny Garvin, who's probably our most athletic big guy. And then we have Marcel, and then we've added a couple freshmen as well, and Sebastian Towns and Monty and a couple other kids. So that's been good. But the guards are the key for us. The guards are key in college basketball, period. If you have good guards, you can do some good things. And I think we have good guards. I think the key is, again, has been able to try to get Adam Grant and Ikenna Naduba a great experience early to get them going, because, as you well know, it always comes down to the league play, and getting into league play, getting to the tournament, and winning the tournament. So that's our goal, is to get them going early, and hopefully it can carry over into league play.
Coach, this league, the Northeast Conference, has been dominated by guards.
Yes.
Year in and year out.
Yep.
Where do you feel your set of guards puts you now in regards to the rest of the league?
Sure. No, that's a great point. And I think looking at our guards and looking at what the league lets you, I think we're right there with everyone else. I think we can be pretty good. I think we have four very good guards in having the with Hunter Ware coming back along with Nizre Zuzwa. I think we had two really pretty good solid guards there, and then adding Ike and Adam Grant as well has kind of really put us in the forefront a little bit, and even Taylor McHugh has been playing very well as well. So we've got four or five really good guards that can do some things, and they're athletic, they're quick, they can make open shots, and probably more importantly, that they can share the ball, and they do a good job of being unselfish that way.
Specifically with Hunter and Nezre, Hunter had some of his biggest games last year against some of the toughest competition, opening a game against Duke, he had over 20 points. At Michigan, same thing, had over 20 points. Mm-hmm. Nezre, end of the season, last month, had over 19 points per game. Mm-hmm. What do those two do this offseason that makes you believe that they could take even another step?
Well, one of the keys to, we talked about injury and we talk about lasting throughout the year. The key was the off season for them for getting the weight room, getting stronger, getting much more solid. And I thought that both of them have done a good job of that. I think now when you see them play, they're not bouncing off of people. People are, they're able to take some bumps and still be able to finish plays, still be able to defend guys and be able to not get bumped off where guys are just going to bully them to the basket anymore. So that was one of the major keys for those two, especially after going through a season, and then, we had to get stronger there, and I think we were able to do that. And fortunately for us, I think Ikenna and Adam Grant, they came, they were already kind of solid guards. They're going to get stronger, but they were already pretty well built, and be able to come in and be able to do well.
Coach, there's a lot of energy, it seems, coming out of the gym right now. Where is it coming from? Is it the youth? Is it the excitement? Is it?
Yeah, I think we have very good chemistry on our team. I think the chemistry of the team, all the kids really like each other. They hang out a lot with each other. They try to cheer each other on. And so when you have that, the communication's very good. And so I think you're going to have a lot of guys cheering for each other, picking each other up. And again, part of that is the Italy trip, because you're able to bond like that. And the other part of it is that we have some kids that have come in as freshmen who are a little bit more mature than an ordinary freshman, and they're able to blend with the upperclassmen a lot easier.
Getting back to the Italy trip, we'll kind of take a step aside from basketball for a minute.
Sure.
You got the chance to go to Italy a few years ago with the team.
Right.
The program, this is not their first time out there. But for a lot of the guys, most of the guys on the team, was their first time in Italy. How much of a shock was it for a bunch of the guys, and how did they adapt to a completely different environment?
Well, I it's funny. This was my fifth time going to Italy.
That's a lot of gelato.
Yeah, it is a lot of gelato.
Let
me tell you, T, I love Italy. I love every bit of it. I still think of it to this day. But we, 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 you know, we funny because some of them have never left. I'm going to give you just a couple examples. We have a kid, two kids from the same high school, and Adam Grant and Sebastian Towns. They're both from Norfolk, Virginia. They had never really been out of Norfolk, let alone Virginia. Okay, now you're going to take them over to Italy. So their eyes are so wide open, and they're seeing everything, and everything is so brand new, and they're just enjoying every bit of it. They're like, they can't believe it. And some of the stuff they only seen in books, you know. They didn't realize that this really was happening, and, you know, they really love the food, obviously. So, you know, we were able to go to some of the we were lucky. We have a tour guide, and tour guides take us around and take a look at different places around Rome and Sicily and all these different places. Now, it was a great joy for me because I've always been to the northern part of Italy. I've never been to the southern part of Italy. And the southern part of Italy is absolutely beautiful. So it not only was an education for the kids, but it was also an education for the coaches as well. And so that's probably what made it so much fun because everyone was enjoying it for the first time all together.
We asked Marcel this in our first episode and Gus last week.